Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 4th, 2009. The Israeli military injures a fisherman in Gaza and kidnaps six civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian fisherman was injured when the Israeli Navy opened fire at his boat off the shores of the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah. Medical sources said that Bilal al-Najjar was moderately injured after being hit with a live round in his abdomen. Witnesses said that al-Najjar was working in his boat 1 kilometer away from the shore when he was attacked. Palestinian fishermen say they are attacked regularly by the Israeli Navy, even though they only work in the Palestinian territorial waters. Elsewhere, three Palestinian families were ordered by the Israeli military on Wednesday to demolish their homes that are located in the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources announced that the homes are located in the northern part of Nablus city. The military gave no reason for those orders. Ghassan Douglas from the Palestinian Authority Settlement Watch Department said that the homes are located in Al-Dahiya neighborhood. Douglas added, with those three orders, the total number of homes that are slated for destruction in Al-Dahiya by the military have reached 20. Staying in the West Bank, six Palestinian civilians were kidnapped on Wednesday by Israeli troops during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local Palestinian sources reported military attacks in the cities of Jenin and Nablus in the north, in addition to Hebron in the south. The army radio said that all six men were taken to military detention camps for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Mikubai Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.